As phones, computers, and game consoles continue to improve, we may be at risk of video games having a monopoly over all games. It's a sorry situation, as we see less and less board games in operation. Like a candy land of colors and characters, video games may be spelling trouble for board games. However, that all depends on what people play. So what are people buying? Jasmine Sweeney from Toys R Us says board game sales may be on the rise again.
They're pretty good. They've gotten bigger since I've been here. I've been working for 4 years here. And throughout like Christmas and stuff, there's a lot more being bought.
So board game sales are doing well at Toys R Us. How about we get a clue of what other people are thinking? Claire Marshall, an 18-year-old artist and entrepreneur, says she's still fond of the classics.
And as much as video games are becoming more innovative, I do think that board games still have a dynamic that video games don't. Because you could be talking to somebody through a headset while playing a game, but something is lost by not having your friends actually next to you. There are people who would rather watch some YouTube channel play Monopoly instead of getting together with friends and playing it themselves. Board games bring people together, and I think that's really important in today's society, and why they will stick around even though video games are evolving.
And a word from Kyle Phelan, an 18-year-old student at Memorial University.
I haven't played a board game in years. Like, I think Monopoly, like, 5 years ago was the last board game I played, so I don't have much experience with them. But I've always liked video games more, because it's more like you're watching a movie, and you're in it. It's a lot more immersive, but with board games, it's just a piece on the board for me. With that, though, board games have plenty of fans still. I don't think they're going away anywhere.
It seems like the consensus is that while video games are cool, board games might just stick around. Some people like the fun and immersion of video games, whereas board games have a certain charm that video games just don't match. For Kicker News, this is Nick Hanlon-Wadman.